And all the people said, amen, King Jesus is on the throne and he is reigning. And he is going to come back someday and make that visible to absolutely everyone. And we're here to worship our good God who would send King Jesus to earth to die for our sins. It's Christmas, right? So Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas to those of you who are joining us online. We're super thankful that you've joined us, and somebody lost their little car here on our little story, so I don't know if anybody wants to claim that. Oliver, is that yours? There you go. Yeah. Wouldn't want to lose that. That looks pretty fun. I like those. I might have kept that if you hadn't raised your hand for me. So yeah, so we're thinking about Luke chapter 2. Laborda's, nice job reading the scriptures. Way to go there, kiddos. You guys are awesome tonight. Thank you for doing that. We're thinking about Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, and how God said through the angels, proclaiming Christ's birth, he said, glory, these angels said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. These angels were celebrating Christ's birth, that Jesus came, and he was fully God and fully man. Did you catch we sang that tonight? I thought that's great theology, two natures in one person. And that is, I think, the greatest miracle in all of history. Shelley called it. It's a miracle. Like that God would be packed, all of him packed into a man. And that is what we celebrate at Christmas. And this little child, that we like Christmas because that little child is accessible and we can come near, you know, and cuddle, you know. But he is not only fully man as a child, but he is fully God. The Bible says, holding the world together all at the same time. That is a miracle. That is our good God in the person of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus came to bring us back to God. He says he came to seek and save those who were lost. So this text says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. Glory to God. God is putting on display through Jesus his glory, his love, his compassion, his power, his humility. To show us what God looked like. Jesus lived so we could see God in human flesh. He came and he healed the sick. And he calmed the sea and he raised the dead. And then this verse says, and he brought peace to the human heart. You know, we live in a world, we know this, that's filled with anxiety and tension and stress. This struggle, and sometimes depression and anger. But Jesus offers us peace in the middle of all of that. I mean, this has been quite a year again, right? You know, we got to the end of 2020, and we go, whew, got that one behind us, didn't we? That's where I can hardly wait. Like 2021, here we go, like life's good again. And then here's 2021, and we're going, well, we're going to look forward to 2022. And I think we should look forward with hope. But it's been quite the year. We've had climate issues like maybe we haven't seen in a long time. We've had pandemic issues, of course, with virus. We've had economic challenges. And, of course, we've had the kind of the regular Christmas family challenges, don't we? Like they come every year. Here they are, Christmas, and all these family pieces coming together like they don't throughout the year. And we feel the stress of that. Christmas time can bring back fractures in relationships that go back decades, and they suddenly come back to the surface. I've got a brother who I love who's many, many, many years older than me. When he was in college, I was in elementary school, and he had, when he was in college in the 60s, a coveted 66 Mustang. That was his car. If he'd kept it, it'd be worth a ton today, right? So, well, I was in elementary school. I had no respect for a 66 Mustang. So me and my little buddies, right, my elementary school buddies, we'd get our hands gooped up and we'd just put them on his car. Ooh, there was no peace, right? And he was rightly really upset with us. Now God has done a work of redemption in our hearts, And he's actually made pastors out of both of us. So that's kind of cool. And yet I think when we get together, he still kind of feels a little of these pains that I caused in his life. And I'm like, come on, like, we're in our 60s now. It's time to move on, I think. So, but that's what we feel at Christmas. Like, we feel sometimes that lack of peace. But let's not miss how good God is in the middle of the challenges of Christmas. Let's remember how good he has been to put us, like, even in this city. I mean, most of you live in Salt Lake City. And those of you who don't, you ought to move here. This is a great place to live. And God has been good to us, all right? It's a blessed place. The economy has been good. And I think we're governed well here in the middle of kind of all kinds of crazy things. There's beautiful creation. I mean, just as the air has cleared up this week, it's just been beautiful to see the mountains again. And I think our God's going to give us a white Christmas here tonight. It looks like in about a 50-50 shot, maybe. I'm hoping, like, and I go na-na-na-na-na to my kids in L.A. Like, you don't get that. We get that here. Like, this is better weather here than in Los Angeles. We get a white Christmas. But we should be thankful for the blessings of living in this country and if we do in this city. But even with that, even with all the blessings, peace is fleeting, isn't it, in our hearts? We know this. We feel it. Like, as soon as things get good for us, we go, oh, when's it going to go back south again? And peace is fleeting because it doesn't depend on our location or our circumstances. This verse says it. It says, on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. See, the key to peace is a right relationship with God. The key to peace is pleasing God, it says in this. It isn't our circumstances. In fact, when these angels were shouting this message, it was in a time of peace in Rome called Pax Romana. I mean, it's a very famous time when there was peace on the land and on its sea throughout the entire known world. And yet, one of the ancient philosophers, Epictetus, if I can say that right, said there is still a lack of peace in the human heart. There is discontentment here, even though there is peace around us. There is suffering and grief in the heart and inner turmoil and envy and strife and jealous passions. Because circumstances don't give us peace. It says peace comes to those with whom God is pleased. That lasting peace is only when we have peace with God. Now, we all want peace. We want peace in the world. We want peace in our circumstances. Right? We want peace in our families. But I find for myself the hardest place to get peace is in my own heart. That's the hardest place. Somehow in there's instability and insecurity and struggles. And I want peace there. I get unsettled. And the Bible says that comes from a broken relationship with God. G.K. Chesterton, I think many years ago, said it well. He goes in his essay, "What is wrong with the world?" And his answer was, "I am. The problem is inside of me. That's where I need the peace more than anything else." And the Bible says to us that that peace comes when we become pleasing to God. And there's only one way to become pleasing to God. We've talked about this. Shelley mentioned it. Like we end up on the naughty list an awful lot. So it's not through our own efforts and good doings, but it's the peace that comes when we receive Christ as our Savior. This is why this child came. He is called the Prince of Peace, that when we receive him into our hearts and ask him to forgive us, then we have peace with God, and that peace radiates out first to in our own heart, where now we are accepted by God. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, we become fully accepted, and we are pleasing to him, not apart from anything we do, but because he was our righteousness and how he lived for us. We get that, and we're pleasing to him, and it gives us peace in our own heart. And then it gives us peace with life's circumstances, because now we know that God is for us. And he is with us, and he cares for us, and he's alongside of us in our sufferings, and so we get peace in our circumstances. But we also get peace with each other, because as God has been gracious and forgiving to us and kind to us, it puts in our heart to be kind and gracious to others and accepting of them as God has accepted us, and we get peace with each other. So this peace with God that comes through personal faith in Christ radiates out in the rest of our world. And so staff, you can come with candles here. So the question is now for us, I think, tonight is, what are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? You want peace. We're trying all kinds of things, right? God has put us in a perfect world, and we went our own way, and it became broken, and we tried all kinds of things to fix it, and Jesus came to get us back right with God. And so the question is, what are we going to do with Jesus? That's why he came, to get us right with him. And he says, I stand at the door of your heart and knock, and the question then is, will you let him in? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so as we sing tonight now, Silent Night, this song of peace, incredible peace, let's not just sing it. Let's not just pass the light. Let's receive him. If you've never asked Christ to come into your life and bring you peace, do this even as you pass the light tonight. He wants to come in and forgive you and give you peace within and make you his child forever. So we're going to sing Silent Night. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And as we do, let's do more than just pass light. Let's share the light. But as we receive it, let's say, Jesus, I give my life to you. Thank you for being my light. Let's sing Silent Night.